It was late in the afternoon when he reached the sanatorium. He found Merrin sitting in his darkened cell with his nurse. His pleasure when he heard Taita's voice was pathetic to witness, and Taita felt guilty to have left him so long alone in the cell with the darkness and doubts that must be consuming him. "The woman came again while you were away," Merrin cried. "She says that tomorrow she will remove the bandages completely. I can hardly contain myself that long." Taita was still so overwrought by the memories of the afternoon's events that he knew he would not be able to sleep that night. After they had eaten the evening meal, he asked the male nurse if he could find a lute he might borrow. "Dr. Jibber is a lute player," the fellow replied. "Shall I refer your request to him?" He went off and returned some little time later with the instrument. There had been a time when Taita's voice had been the joy of all who heard him sing, and it was still tuneful and true. He sang until Merrin's chin dropped onto his chest, and he began to snore. Even then Taita went on strumming softly until he found his fingers picking out the haunting melody that the imp had played on his flute. He stopped playing and put away the lute. He lay down on the mattress on the opposite side of the cell from Merrin and composed himself. But sleep eluded him. In the darkness his mind ran on, then took flight like a wild horse he could not control. The images and sensations that the imp had grafted into his mind crowded back so vividly that he had to escape them. He took his cloak, slipped from the cell and went out onto the lawns, which were bathed in brilliant moonlight, to walk along the edge of the lake. He felt the ice on his cheeks. But this time it was his own tears and not some alien presence that had chilled him. "Taita, who is neither man nor woman," he repeated the imp's jibe, and wiped his eyes on the fold of his woolen cloak. "Am I to be imprisoned in this ancient maimed body for all eternity?" he wondered. "Eos's temptations are as great a torment as any physical torture. Horus, Isis, and Osiris, give me the strength to resist them."